Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I apologize for that little longer than normal intro. I was putting up a sign on my door so that the UPS man would not ring the doorbell a lot. There's a lot more interruptions on Mondays than on Saturdays at my other time. So welcome those who are listening live. And those who will be listening on the replay, thank you for being here. And my name again is Barbara Calvano, and I am a spiritual, intuitive, professional angel card reader and also a life coach. And my website is bcalvanocoaching.com. I welcome you to go there to receive my free emails of weekly angel messages and upcoming events for the New York City area. And also, you can catch me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching. So today I have a special topic, and before I get into that, just a couple of announcements. This coming Saturday, I will be in Middletown, New York at the Galleria Mall at the Bodhi Tree Crystal Shop, and I will be giving readings there from 11 o'clock to about 6 p.m. And then in November, November 22nd, I will be at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown, New York, giving a talk and also giving readings. And the topic today is like coinciding with the topic of my talk. It's all coming together. So here we go. Today's weekly readings also, there is a video. If some of you prefer to watch the messages, I create a video now every week. And again, you know, you can get that at my website or at Facebook. And so here, what I'm really guided to share today is like a new and deeper level of why I do the work that I do, how working with the angels has really affected me and allowed me to be, to grow and to be someone. What's right there for me is to be someone that I didn't know I could be, someone who could be courageous, ongoingly creative, know, be in a really great relationship in my marriage, continue to have great health, and just really create a life. So some of you may know or may not know, I am 61 years old. So I'm not a youngster, but I definitely feel young. And why I share that is because at any age, you can be someone who wants to create something like brand new in your life, whether it's a partnership in a relationship or a new job, a new career, a new hobby, create newness in your family if relationships haven't been great. So, you know, that I only share that because at any moment you can do that. So today's topic is embracing the shadows, learning to create ourselves completely, learning to love ourselves. And there's like a little slip, create and love, because the act of love is a creation. And so I'm a little tired. I want to tell you, yesterday I had a situation that happened that I thought I might have to cancel the show. I actually went hiking here in the Hudson Valley, and it was much, much, much colder than I realized, and actually was freezing. And it was one of the hardest, harshest experiences I've had in a long time. You know, I was hiking for like 4 hours, and my knees, my legs, everything was hurting. And all I could think about was getting off the mountain and getting warm. And long story short, the ride, by the time we got back to New York City, the subways were not working, and it just took a long time to get home. And I used my tools, the spiritual tools that I know of today, just to be present, and I was present to how, you know, I prefer to be warm and cozy than to be cold and you know, in some pain, you know, with my knees and my legs. But I just kept being present to that. Yeah, it feels pretty lousy. By the end, we found a cab to take us home. So the whole thing turned out to be better. But I was so exhausted from trying to stay warm the whole day. And if you've known that feeling of just, you know, the exhaustion of trying to stay warm, and then knowing there's something important that you have to do the next day, I take a lot of respect and honor in creating a radio show every week to create and be peaceful and be in a place of clarity so that I can communicate to you and also to be able to take your calls and provide some readings for you. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to be exhausted. And I prayed on it. I took the actions that I needed to do. And so here I am today. So if I ramble a little bit today, I apologize. It's just that all these things are coming together. This topic, embracing the shadows, learning to love ourselves completely, came about because I attended an online workshop with a teacher and author. Her name is Teal Swan, and I highly recommend her. Now, most of you know I mostly study with Doreen Virtue, and I'm guided to talk about some things that I am just guided to, so I know that there are listeners who have gone through the same thing. And many of us have had traumatic things happen to us when we were younger, and some of us remember what they are, and some of us may have them still shielded or protected from us because they were too vivid and too strong. And in the course of my own healing and spiritual growth and learning and expanding myself, I became aware of some things that had happened that I completely forgot. And some of it was abuse. And there's emotional and physical abuse. And I also, you know, couch all that I'm saying today is that I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a medical doctor or psychotherapist. I do life coaching and angel card readings with spiritual intuitive messages that I receive as a psychic that I can provide for people based on my own personal experiences and learning. So there will be times when all of us may need to seek a professional. That's what I'm trying to say. And the other part that I'm guided to talk about is that if you can imagine and visualize that everything that has happened to you, everything that's happened to you, just take this on, perhaps there was a purpose to it all. And perhaps you indeed are so powerful that you found these particular parents, because I go back to our parental unit, the things that happened in our family, in order to learn certain life lessons that will be completed in this lifetime, so that you can fulfill on your mission to be that person that you're supposed to be in this lifetime. And in most cases, it requires a lot of patience, compassion, and forgiveness, and self-love. So I'm not going to go too deeply into that, but just take it on that perhaps you were born into the perfect family for you to learn those situations. Go through those situations to learn what you needed to learn and to come full circle so that now you have some mastery or going towards that, going towards some healing, complete healing, so that you can be free and even enlightened. Be a light for other people. So it's not a way of thinking that these things, these shadows, these things that we all have that we may feel uncomfortable about letting other people know about, we can have shame, guilt, sadness, anger, and even rage about things that have happened to us. And again, the angels say, make sure if you feel inclined and ready to seek support, now is the time. And there's free support available in this world through 12-step programs, certain counseling programs. But now is the time. Now, what happened in September for many of us who are tuned into the spiritual awakening of the energies on the planet is there was a big shift. And a lot of us thought we were going to feel, and some are, feeling much lighter and freer and very, very connected. Part of that connection that happened, this huge shift that happened in September. And if you don't know what it's about, you may feel that things got worse. Well, there's a reason for that. These things that have happened are situations and energy patterns that are now ready to be healed. And that there are people, coaches, books, information so available right now that this is the time. It's almost like an arrow hitting the bullseye on a target that you can complete that energy cycle that keeps you in scarcity of money, in scarcity of health, in scarcity of being empowered. So that's what's happening. So let's keep going with the flow today. So embracing the shadows, learning to love ourselves completely. What I saw is that this is a huge topic. This is just not like a short topic, you know, to do today. This is like very huge. And there's going to be a lot more that I'm going to say about it on other shows because this is part of who I am, that I'm writing a book, and in part of writing my book, I'm addressing a lot of things that happened to me when I was younger where I got healing from and things that I witnessed that I was able to survive and to keep creating instead of wanting to check out. And, you know, the word that's coming up to say, you know, there were times I felt suicidal and I didn't talk about it while I was growing up. There were activities and I things just to keep busy and just to keep going so I didn't feel the sadness and the anger. But it wasn't, you know, yeah, I didn't even know I was angry. It was just, I just wanted to go one more day, live one more day. And today, my parents and I have an incredible relationship. So, and that's part of my own work and my own creation and my choice. And that's possible for us to have that with people in our family. And that's the core place where we have most of our pain and most of our shame and most of our shadows. And then it's like friends of the family where things may have happened to us. And when I say things, I'm talking about physical, sexual abuse. I'm talking about verbal abuse, told that you're not good enough and that you'll never amount to anything. And a lot of the energy patterns that got passed on to us because of they were ingrained in our parents or in our neighbors. So these are not, at the core, I don't believe people are intentionally vicious or mean. They only repeat what they saw themselves as children. So if you have someone who thinks that parenting their children is whipping out a belt and whipping them, there's a high probability that that was done to them. So I don't want to bring up too much emotional stuff so that you're in pain. My commitment is that you see that. I survived this. Here I am talking on a radio show, talking to the world, basically on the airwaves, that I too was abused and felt suicidal as a young person growing up and wanted to check out, but I kept going and I kept listening. I didn't know I was listening to angels, but I kept going to where the light was. I kept going to where there was a teacher that gave me hope. I kept going to an activity like drawing and painting or being with a puppy or a kitten or something that made me feel good. And I kept going towards the goodness. And I know for a fact that's one of the reasons why I'm here. And the angels want me to tell you briefly about a couple of incidences so that you know that the shadows that I lived with for many years and not talked to anybody until I learned that part of the healing was talking about it with a professional or special support group or committed listener, you know, someone who you can trust and know that they're there for you. Not necessarily things you want to put on Facebook to, you know, it's like to throw up, throw it up. No, a safe place where you feel honored and respected and that there's trust there. You know, I grew up in Tokyo during the Vietnam War, so in the 60s, so I saw a lot of things, and as an intuitive, I felt a lot of things that was happening right across the ocean in Vietnam. So I was very young, but I could feel it all. And I could smell, like literally I could smell atrocity and death. And we would drive by a prison in Tokyo, and my father would tell me, this is where on the street that the American soldiers were beheaded. Now, mind you, I'm like 8 years old with a very vivid imagination, but we would watch the prison doors open up as, you know, they would take a break and then put things would go into this prison wall, these huge, massive concrete walls. And I could literally smell the death. And I say that because that haunted me forever. And there were other situations and things that happened to me. I moved every 2 years as a child. I went to 13 schools before I graduated high school. I basically didn't really make friends. You know, it was more a matter of, here I am in a new school. How do I survive this? How do I just catch up on what I learned, or just how do I be? So it was literally feeling like I was living in suitcases and boxes and not really having a home. And honestly, it wasn't quite thrilling. It was more like an adventure. And, you know, on the other hand, today as an adult, I have adaptive skills. But these were shadows that I had that I didn't quite know affected me a lot until I got a lot older. It was like this, as a child, wanting to just get through childhood and grow up and then leave home. You know, as much as I loved my parents, it wasn't a great place to be. And I wanted to move far away. And it's one of the things I did. I left Ohio and moved to New York. But little did I know at the time, it was really because I didn't know how to be myself, to have space to breathe, a space to just develop who I was and not be affected by the very, very strong energy patterns that we have in our families. And that's the angels are saying, you know, you're going to repeat that a lot for people in the next few months. The two books I highly recommend right now are Don't Let Anything Dull Your Sparkle, How to Break Free of Negativity and Drama by Doreen Virtue. And it has, you know, one of the things about Doreen's books is they have these titles and they're great. But once you crack open the book, it's filled with so much love, powerful energy, simple, clear reading that can provide you segues, pathways to enormous healing. And so again, the title is Don't Let Anything Dull Your Sparkle. And it is about boundaries. It is about relationships. It is about owning your full capacity as a human being of being joyful, loving, being loved, and all of that. And then the other book is Shadows Before Dawn, Finding the Light of Self-Love Through Your Darkest Times by Teal Swan. And I wasn't really drawn to her work before, but on one Saturday, 2 weekends ago, I was, and I listened in, watched her work, and I had some powerful openings. And one of them, you know, there were many, but a lot of us became perfectionists. you know, that everything had to be exactly right in order to survive, in order to feel like we would fit in order to feel like we were somebody, that, you know, we had some meaning, that we could provide perfection for you, whether it was with a drawing, whether it was how we looked. And it is a very sad, on the one hand, you can create some great pieces, but on the other side, the upside of it, flip side of it is enormous self-hatred, enormous, because what one finds is that even after the fullest, perfect, most, you know, energetic thing, that all the energy putting into something to be perfect, whether it is to be a perfect size 2 or to always look like you're put together with your perfect hair and your outfits, or, you know, for me, it was about exercising for the perfect body as a dancer and a gymnast in high school and later on in college. That at the end of the day, all you were left with was your true emotion. That perfect being was bankrupt. There's nothing there because that's not the true you. And so those are two books I highly recommend. And I'm going to read a little something from them later, but you know, I'm going to do it right now. The book Shadows Before Dawn, Teal Swan has a very powerful story about her own abuse and then how she transformed into one of the most well-known teachers today. And she has just a special quality that she can help us with. And you'll know who your teachers are by how you feel around them. You know, I can make suggestions and other people will make suggestions, but as I was guided to talk about today, don't be afraid to connect. You know, start moving forward if that's part of who you are, self-growth, exploration, and growing. And what I mean by that is if you're someone who's sick and tired of the same situations that you've been having over and over again, in your relationships, with your money, with your jobs, it really is a co-creation. You co-create with the universe. No one's going to do it for you. Now, you might get lucky that someone gifts you something or something lands on your lap, but believe it or not, you're co-creating that. You actually called that into your life. So if you want to call into your life more miracles, more opportunities, it's going to come from you bringing forth that opening, being willing, and you're going to hear in my reading for the week, opening your arms to receive. If you take a look at your life right now, I was told this once, so I share it with you. How you know you're doing, how you know you're creating, what you're creating is take a look at your life right now. Take a look at what's around you. And I don't say this as someone who's better than you. I have still a clutter issue. I have, you know, I still have my issues of still clearing out my energy patterns that don't work for me. But one of the things I do is I don't stop and berate myself and make myself wrong. I just acknowledge it. This is an issue that still is in process, Boundary issues, I still have those. But every day I work on them. But I don't obsess and tell myself I'm a terrible person for having those issues. It's more like I can embrace that I'm a human being and that's part of who I am. And if I took a close look at my past history, it makes perfect sense that I would have those issues. So I just say that. So in her book, you know, she has a phrase, and the key phrase that I wanted to share with you without going into so much that her book can offer is, on a daily basis, you can ask yourself this one question. What would someone who loved themselves do right now? What would someone who loves themselves do right now? Question. Powerful question. If you need to rewrite your resume, you would rewrite your resume because you love yourself, knowing that this will provide you an access to getting an interview. What would someone who loved themselves do right now? They would breathe, give themselves a break and say, you know, you're doing a great job. Maybe no one else is saying that to you, but you can say that to yourself. And then begin attracting people who give you acknowledgement and support. You're doing a great job. Look how far you've come. You're amazing. You didn't give up. And what would someone who loved themselves do right now? They'd make a good choice about their food. Eat half a bag of Oreos or eat a healthy brunch by now, this time lunch, that'll get, help your mind and your brain function while you're going to do those things and keep your mood levels balanced. What would someone who loved themselves do right now? You know, after my really exhausting hike on that mountain, freezing all day in the cold, took some amazing pictures, though, of the views. And you came home and I just did what I needed to do. You know, so, you know, put a hot pack on my knee, got myself something really good to eat, and just, you know, did things that would make myself feel better. And gave myself the option, if I were not able to be on the radio today, then I would just reschedule it. And not say that you're a horrible person, that you made the wrong judgment of going out on a hike when you didn't check the weather more accurately, blah, 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 blah. And I know we've all done that. Something happens. It's very disappointing. And we stay in that reactive upset for a while, some people for weeks, some people for months. And some people start slashing people out of their lives. And if it hadn't been for you, I wouldn't have this, blah, 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 blah. Starting to blame others instead of like, whoa, stop. What judgments? What choices did I make that next time I could make differently? That's it. For me, it's check the weather. You really check the weather. I do not fare well in hiking in 40-degree weather or, you know, in the 30s. That's for me. So those two books are amazing. I say, and I'm guided to coach, always have a book that you're reading. You don't have to sit there and read it all the way through. It could be your friend for 6 months or a year where you just go through it casually. Or you can go through it chapter by chapter. There's no perfect way. But allow yourself to be supported by the tremendous, tremendous availability of support right now to help us get through, learn, manifest, grow on the planet. Like I said, this year, 2015, on other shows I've said, this is the year of action. And many of us are taking the action. And this is really going to set us up for next year. It's not too late. We have three more months in 2015. And September was pivotal in waking us up energetically. Some people are floating in a beautiful, soft way. Other people are going, no, most people are going through a lot of physical changes. You're going to feel it in your body. You're going to feel it emotionally. You're going to let go of people, places, and things that no longer serve you. And if you're not, you're going to be preparing to do that. You're going to be clearing out the energetic clutter that doesn't serve you. In terms of shadows, we all have them. We all have them. You are not alone. You are not alone. I was witness to a lot of suffering in my family, with my brothers. And I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to talk about racism. I'm half Japanese, half American. I saw a lot of things happening with the Asian American community, including the Vietnam War, which I talked about. And also with coming to the United States in 1968 and being watching the race issues in Dayton, Ohio, between the blacks and the whites, and not knowing where I fit in, being a half and half person myself, multi-ethnic person, and not understanding the level of deep hate that existed and still exists on the planet. So I share that because I will be writing about it. I'm going to be sharing, knowing that many people have their shadows. And it's by embracing our shadows that you allow more light. And it can be done very, I'm not going to say easily, but it can be done gracefully. It takes the effort of wanting to, and the angels are showing me like a woman, that story they say, there are times when we come forward with such tremendous strength and commitment, like a mother who sees a child being, you know, run over, and you have to lift the car to take the weight of the car off the child. You would do it. You could focus that much. Well, learning to focus pinpointed like that, so you even guard yourself, and I don't say guard like put up walls. I'm saying like that you have healthy boundaries, that you do not let anyone into your circle anymore that doesn't acknowledge and respect you, that you only invite partnerships where people honor and respect you, that you stop giving away your energy and your physicality to people who don't honor and respect you. Perfect for all of us. It's, when I say that it's perfect, is that the steps that you're taking are perfect for you. The steps that I took were perfect for me. So right now, I'm going to shift, and I'm going to go into talking about the weekly messages. And this week, I was guided to use the angel cards from Robert Reeves and Doreen Virtue called the Flower Therapy cards. And flowers are what I call nature's angels, and they really provide us not only beauty, but they also have support for us. And this is for those who are highly, highly sensitive and who really enjoy being in nature. And you'll notice that nature literally detoxifies you. You feel so much more relaxed after you spent time in nature. And so the very first card for today and tomorrow is first step. And the flower is hydrangea. And you can use a photograph of these flowers that I'm going to talk about today. Or if you're lucky, you can purchase or bring one of these live into your home or office. And the message is breaking down this problem into tiny pieces makes it easy to take the first step. So here, what the angels are saying is that many of you are getting finally ready to take that first step on something that you care about passionately. You're going to take that step in creating that web series. So you're going to create that, you're going to write that book, or you are going to go after that job that you've been procrastinating about, or you're going to create a plan so that you can have that career or take that hobby into a business that you've been thinking about, or that you're going to create that family vacation that you've been thinking about. Whatever is there for you, get healthy, you know, that project, but you're ready to take that first step. So the angels are saying, this is it, no more procrastinating. Write a detailed plan, and it doesn't have to be pages and pages. It could be 10 steps. And if you do half of one step today, that's taking action. It truly is. It truly is. If it is to research the local gym or the yoga studio, or to call and get information, or to just go, that would be even a major step. Change your physicality, the angels are saying. Move your body. Really put your body into a new situation. And the hydrangea, even just looking at the flower, it's going to help you do that. So many of us have been stopped by fear. You know, we're talking about the shadows. You know, some of the fears have been with us since early, early on in our life. And these shadows are the things that are really holding us back. And we can muscle them, literally like try to ignore them and just muscle them. You know what that's like, just push through. Or you could begin to open your heart, which I've been talking about for the past 2 years on my radio show. Open your heart and start allowing yourself to feel the feelings. Feel what it is to feel so nervous or so scared, but begin to work with your angels or ascended masters, people who you may already be working with. This is where I'm always guided to say, working with angels is for all people of all spiritual paths, all denominations. They are energetic, loving beings whose sole purpose is to uplift you, connect you with your joy. So I'm not here, you know, waving a flag to say to follow me to this church. Now, this is truly about you connecting to what path works for you. There's 7 billion people, I don't know, a large number of people on the planet. There's a lot of different paths, unique energy, vibrational beings. We all are. And the angels help us uplift our vibration to joy and make things easier, clearer, to be empowered. So for the beginning of the week, go ahead. Start that project that you've been thinking about. No matter how small, you're making an effort. The next message for the middle of the week is laughter from the wattle flower. And that flower is from Australia. And it's beautiful yellow, which is the color of the energy for your solar plexus, which is power. That is your power center. So we really love this. A lot of your power can come from being lighthearted, bringing laughter. And the angels are saying, not the sarcastic laughter. You know, the sarcastic quips and things that you see a lot on social media. There's uplifting energy on social media, and there's a tremendous amount of downer energy. Energy that says, you know, life sucks for me, so you know what? I'm going to engage you in that vibration because, you know, why not? And it is almost, I'm going to say, teenage, or, you know, it's very young energy, and it doesn't really, it's not really part of embracing responsibility and creating a life. You know, it's called dumping energy. And if you view it on the planetary frequency, it doesn't really move the planet forward. It kind of keeps it in place, and it even sets it backwards. Forgive yourself if you've done that, you know, and perhaps learn how not to do that. Laughter, true, honest, beautiful laughter is so healing. It lights you up. You see the laughter of children, babies. Uplift yourself and those around you through loving laughter. So that is the key word, loving laughter. And you'll know the difference. You'll know when you're around people who their energy is, they need to tell jokes that put other people down or that are gossipy, your energy goes down, literally. And most of you who are listening today, I say that you're up to creating the life that you love. You want to be in that momentum and that velocity where you're connecting and allowing. And I know you've been there. You've had that miraculous feeling and want to create that more ongoingly. And that does include embracing what doesn't work in our lives, being able to be honest about people, places, and things. I will say that so many times on my shows, that no longer work. And it's not like you exit a job today immediately, but you may say, this no longer serves me. Angels, help me. It's time to move on. Help me take the right actions so that I can allow the job that really serves me, the place where I can be and work that honors and respects me. And that includes your relationships. So for the last part of the week, Friday, the weekend, we have the flower eucalyptus. And the message is open your arms to receiving. Before I said receive, when I was typing this and working on my website, open your arms to receiving. So this is an ongoing action. It's not like you receive once, then you have to hold your breath and wait a few months before you get your next miracle or the next opportunity. Receiving. And eucalyptus, if you know the smell, the fragrance of the essential oil or even the flower, it really does open up your lungs, your nasal passages, and you feel really open. So you can use eucalyptus oil, like a few drops in your hands, and breathe it in. And open your arms, even if you do that right now, open your arms wide open. You know, it feels great. Stretches your back and opens up your chest. It says here, you've prayed for help. Now be open to accepting it. I love this. You've prayed for help. Now be open to accepting it. A lot of us pray and ask the angels all the time. And a lot of the people who I work with, as my clients will say, when is this going to happen? And you may be having that question today. If you're listening to the show, when is this going to be happening? Even by asking that question, we're already inserting a tiny bit of fear that it might not happen, or I can't wait, or I need it. How about know that your prayers have been heard and are already answered, because in time, in true time, time does not exist. So the future is now. I don't want to get too strange with that. But know that your prayer has been answered. Now, if that's so, how would we have to be? Peaceful. So those shadows I talked about earlier, it may be a time to start decluttering some of those shadows. Behavior patterns, addictions, boundary issues, those people, places, and things that keep you stuck and keep you in a vibration of that particular energy. You'll notice that the circle of friends that you have keeps you at a lid. And what I mean by that is, look at the people who are your main circle of friends. How much money do they make? And I say that not as a judgment that more money is better than a little money, but look at their goals. Are they happy being broke? Are they happy struggling? Are they fine with that? And there's nothing wrong with that, but that may not fit you. It's their choice to constantly be in that pattern, which is a shadow, a pattern of scarcity, a pattern of drama. And I've been there, so I can say that. But as soon as you shift your friends, and not like one is better than the other, and I go back to that, it's just a choice of your vibration, a choice of how much joy and peace do you want to feel. You'll notice that if you surround yourself with people who are growing and you're into some type of spiritual growth and taking risks, that inspires you, pulls you forward. Or if you're with people who are satisfied with just being miserable and even blame other people for their misery, you can even feel what that energy is. And I've been there. I've been there in my early 20s. So open your arms to receiving with the eucalyptus flower today, for the weekend, but you may already be feeling it right now, is make sure that you're ready to receive. And today, we're going to ask Archangel Michael to cut our cords. And these are energy patterns between ourselves and the past, between ourselves and other people, things that have happened to us where we still feel stuck, that we may be undeserving, where we may feel like we're not good enough or we're not perfect enough, or those people of that color are more deserving than people of my color. And I say that again because I grew up with seeing a lot of that in the 60s, still continue to see that here in 2015. We all have judgments about one another. But what if everything and all is totally open and available to each and every one of us, but the only thing in our way are our undistinguished shadows? And what I mean by that, not taking the time and admit that we have these feelings of being unworthy, being bad, being ashamed of things that happened to us. And all of those patterns hold energy. So right now we're going to ask Archangel Michael and Raphael and Jesus with his beautiful golden Christ energy, Mary, and any other ascended beings that you may be working with. We're going to call them in right now. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to please cut with his sword of white light all those cords of attachment that are holding us in a pattern of unhappiness and scarcity and fear. And take a breath in and breathe out. And his sword of white light is now cutting all those cords of attachment that are around your body and mine. And all these cords just drop away. And Archangel Raphael, with his green healing energy, brings in his soothing vibration of love and healing to those cord endings. So this is one of the ways that you can work with as you begin to look at your shadows and patterns and addictions, is to work closely with Archangel Michael daily and Raphael and Jesus and Mary to help you. Look, it took only a couple of seconds, but it takes the willingness to know that you, your body, your energy field, where you live, the energy can be cleared and filled with divine white light, which exists in each and every moment. When we become present to that, we can call it in. When we are in trauma and in our shadows of pain and suffering, even as I say those words, you see the curtains draw and it's dark. You know, that light, we don't see the light. So as we are creating the foundation, and I say the foundation because many of us are really clicking in right now. We're really clicking in to creating that clear sense of self to fulfill on the life mission, to create works and be of service to others in a way we've dreamed of, in the way we have dreamed of. Whether it is the fulfillment of your yoga studio or the fulfillment of your book on helping animals or children, this is the time. Or maybe it is learning self-care for yourself, like no kidding, in a way that you've never done before. That self-care that says, I deserve a boyfriend that answers my calls. Hello? I don't need to ask a psychic or Barbara if this person is interested in me or not. If the person is not acknowledging that I exist, I get it. And I'm not afraid to let go of that relationship. And I'm here to tell you, as I describe that situation, because I get that call and that question many times, that you are so deserving of someone who really wants to be with you. And they exist. Someone who really wants to answer your email or your text. Someone who really wants to be your friend. How does it show up? As someone is responsive. And I'm really guided to share that because there's a lot of people who want to know. And it goes back to us acknowledging our shadows. We have shadows and we may have energetic patterns that are blocking us so that we can't see the truth. You know, the truth may be is that, you know, you're earning that low level of money does not fit who you truly are on the planet. That your magnitude and magnificence with your creativity and your talents does not equate you suffering and barely being able to pay your bills. Doesn't quote. It just doesn't equate. So it's not bad or wrong, but it's like, oh, today we're clearing the windows with the Windex and we're seeing life as it really is. And that's embracing the shadows, learning to love ourselves completely. It's learning not to be afraid to look at what is not working and tell the darn truth about it. Like, this does not work. This doesn't work. You know, I have a particular issue with clutter. And basically, my house is clear, but my art studio will get cluttered where it's like I can't even walk through it. And it's as if the energy is saying, you don't deserve to be there. Look, you tried so many times in the past to be a painter and to sell your work, and it just doesn't work. You have exhibitions, you have your paintings on Access Hollywood, you know, stars are buying your paintings, and you go right back down into being someone who is with her shadows and ashamed and fear. So, hello, haven't given up. Today's another day. That aspect of my life I'm still committed to, but I can talk about it freely and know that clutter is an energy issue. Also, being the opposite of clutter, giving away everything so that there's nothing in your home or nothing around you, so there's so much control. Now, that's like the opposite of clutter. You know, that's almost saying that austerity and complete absence of passion and a little messy, just, you know, that energy, it has to be so controlled. You know, you've been in homes where you feel like you can't touch anything because there's so much, you know, there's just so much control. So they're actually the same thing. So this week, we have the go ahead, working with the flower therapy oracle cards from Robert Reeves and Doreen Virtue. It's go ahead, take the first step. Don't allow fear to stop you anymore. And laugh. If you make a mistake, you feel yourself getting tense, loving laughter is a huge, huge gift and support for you. And then the last part of the week, again, is open your arms to receiving. If you see that there's been a block in terms of receiving love and finances and ideas, You very well have been asking for all that, but not allowing it to come in. So today, we cut our cords, and we also acknowledge that we do deserve. We deserve to have, to embrace, and the angels are saying this one thing to talk about. Those people who have more than you are not necessarily better than you, and they're not bad people. They work their vibration of receiving and giving differently. That is all. That is all. So a lot of us highly sensitive, creative types who are moving up the ladder into being able to embrace more, we know that there's plenty for everyone. There's plenty of clients. There's plenty of money for all. There is unlimited abundance. So that's my reading for the week. You can watch it on the video also if you feel drawn to. And right now I'm going to call on some of you who've been waiting for a mini reading. And I ask you to be very clear about a question that you'd like to receive guidance and coaching on. And if you've called in before, you know, you can even acknowledge if it's the same issue and problem, but what new insight or what new pathway would give you the motivation to actually move, take an action on that thing that you've been holding back on? Okay, so the very first person I'm calling on is area code 415. Please tell me your name and how we can help you today. Hello there.
Hi, hello. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
I recently moved to a new city, so I am trying to create new everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting settled, but I still haven't really met my group of friends. And so I have my old friends from the old city, but anything the angels have to say about creating my new group here.
Okay. Well, congratulations that you took that step. Really, that's beautiful. And the angels are acknowledging you also for that. And also, yeah. So is there a similar interest that you had in the old group? Is there an interest in terms of types of the things that you were interested in? Was it hobbies or?
I like to do things. I mean, definitely I'm not a home person, so I always, whatever's mm-hmm. happening on the weekend, you know, fairs, festivals, events, I always like to go out to mm-hmm. communities.
Okay. So, you know, it could be, and those of you who are listening say she always talks about going to yoga classes, but, you know, if it's a place where you exercise, it could be a gym, but more and more people, there's so many people doing yoga and different types of yoga. So it doesn't mean, you know, if it's your body, but you could meet like-minded people at a yoga studio, or you could meet, you could go to a book signing. So the angels are saying, be creative, look for opportunities where there would be similar gatherings of people from the types of people before. Did you enjoy cooking? Did you enjoy drawing, you know, watercoloring? Did you enjoy going to church?
Yeah, I have
temple?
Been doing that. I've been mm-hmm. doing that already for the past 6 months.
Okay. Are you looking for a love relationship or just general friends?
Both.
Okay. Because the angels are saying she's looking for the love relationship, you know, that. And beautiful that you're ready for that. So the only thing that could be blocking you is, do you need to cut your cords of anyone in the past? Were there any relationships where you had some experiences that you've not completely let go of, you know, where there may have been that? You know, do you have any shadows of a past relationship that's still in your energy?
I think I have already, unless they say something different.
Okay. Well, what I'm picking up is that you may have an energy pattern of the fear of being hurt or betrayed or being left. That's all.
Okay.
And that's all. That's huge for everybody, right? Listening. You may have that. So how you do that is just ask Archangel Michael, have him cut your cord daily as you step out and go. Because it sounds like you're taking actions, but as you go out and leave the house, Shield yourself so that you don't absorb any other people's thoughts and energy. The other thing is to cut your cords daily. Cut your cords of any fear. You know, any fear is the main thing I'm picking up about meeting this person. You are so ready and so open. The only thing that's blocking you, I see, is the fear of a relationship, if that can make sense. This card, the eucalyptus is perfect because I feel like you may very well meet the person on next weekend. Is really open your arms to receiving. So what you could do for yourself today to begin is any self-care that you could do, whether the self-care is light exercising or eating even better than you've been before, if you feel inclined to get a haircut or change something about yourself, you know, give yourself a little tweak, you know, a little bump up, maybe time to do that. The angel is saying, don't be afraid to be found. Don't be afraid to be found.
So
to be found by another.
To be seen.
Yes, to be seen. So if you've been wearing a certain color, maybe you're going to wear a color that's brighter, or you're going to wear something that's a little not your typical thing that you wear, you know? So that's what I'm hearing from the angels, is that don't be afraid to be found, you know? Let go of any fears, or after this phone call today, in the next few days, you may have a memory of, oh, you know, I want that, but on the other hand, I don't want it because I don't want pain. I don't want the issues of arguing with somebody. I don't want trust, the issues of trust to come up. You know, that's what I'm picking up right now. But how you move forward is take those tiny actions for this week. Take tiny actions towards self-care and allow yourself to know that if you have a heartfelt desire, that person is there for you. Absolutely. It's only a matter of you every day practicing opening your arms to receiving. And why I talk about yoga a lot is because you stretch your body there. You open your arms. And I'm not talking about doing fancy pretzels or, you know, strip. You're just stretching your body and breathing. And then when you leave and go home, you have more openness in your body. You have more openness in your heart, in your mind. You've allowed more oxygen. You expand your lungs. So you can do that easily with a video online if you can't get to a class. But being with other people is gonna stir your energy even more. And you're going to be seen. You're going to practice being seen. Okay, so that's what I heard mostly from the angels. Allow yourself to be seen, you know?
Right.
And know that you're beautiful. You're magnificent. There's a perfect person for you who wants to walk the path with you. And it's a matter of you just, you know, letting go of anything that might be there. And we don't even have to know exactly what it is, you know. Just know that it's like washing a dish or cleaning that window. We're just gonna clean that window. But by doing self-care, you are loving yourself. And that question that I posed before is, what would a person who loves themselves do? Right? What would a person who loves themselves do? Because we also want to not need the other person to love us. And that's one of the things that blocks attracting the right person to you, right? We want to love ourselves enough that we don't need the other person. We don't need them. What would be great is that we meet and we have fun together. We share interests. Our combined energy creates something totally new on the planet, right? And so this is not about waiting till you're perfect. You know, it's not about waiting to get all your issues resolved. It's just saying, I got that you are so ready and you are so close to meeting the person that you're going to meet. It's just a matter of you just really getting yourself out there. You know, it may be uncomfortable. You know, the angels are guided me to tell you, when I met my husband 26 years ago, I had to take an action that I was not comfortable with. And that was, I really put myself... Back then, I went to healthy singles parties here in New York City, and I did not want to go. But I knew that I had to change my normal pattern, which was I could go to a bar and have men pick me up, but they sure not were the type of men that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. But if I wanted to meet, you know, someone who had similar interests, which was, I wanted someone who was healthy, who was interested in taking care of themselves. And that made it, you know, it didn't happen overnight. It took me a few weeks. And a few weeks is not a lot of time, you know. But as soon as you make the commitment, start seeing yourself take a weekly action or even a daily action towards your goal. Okay? So that's what I have from the angels today.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that eucalyptus came up because I live in an area. I could just walk 10 minutes down the road and be in an area of hundreds of eucalyptus. So I could have easy access.
Wow. 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 So that is so perfect. It's so exciting,
yeah,
too. So it says, you know, the message is you prayed for help. Now be open to accepting it. And it, you can literally even say that I accept now. I accept now the person that I've been dreaming of. I accept now the friends that are coming forward towards me. So thank you so much for calling in today. I know that this
thank
has helped
much.
A lot of other people. You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. The next caller is area code 510. What is your name and how can we help you?
Hello, Barbara. This is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
It's so great to connect with you today.
Thank you. Thank you. Same here. Beautiful day in New
York. And thank you for sharing your work.
Oh, you're welcome. Is there a question that you have today?
Yes, please. Just some further information and inspiration about, well, first I'll say the topic of today's show, all of the cards and everything that you've been speaking about has really seemed like such a synchronicity. I feel like you were speaking directly to me because even before I knew about the topic, you know, I wanted to speak to you about my private practice. I'm a therapist now. I'm like a classically trained psychotherapist. And when I build my private practice, I'd like to incorporate some angel healings and some other spiritual healing techniques. And even with you sharing your background, we have a lot of similarities that also led me to this career path. And so I just wanted to see if there were any additional messages besides everything that's come through the show today to just provide further validation and support and inspiration that, you know, everything's going to work out and I'll have a successful wellness practice.
Well, this is beautiful because I, you know, lately I've not even had to use the cards. I'm already receiving messages. So Charlie, congratulations that you've arrived to this beautiful moment of seeing the possibility of accessing other types of modalities to help your clients. Now, I don't know if you know a lot about Doreen Virtue, but she started out as the regular psychotherapist, and then she incorporated working with the angels. So she has that background. I highly recommend any book. I recommend the book that I suggested today, because even though the title is cute, you know, the title is cute, Don't Let Anything Dull Your Sparkle, How to Break Free of Negativity and Drama. It is a compilation of her work with the divine realm, the angels, and it is solidly grounded and dealing with some of the major issues that people have today, which is trauma from early childhood abuse and also past lives. But she doesn't go too much into the past life things, because many of us just repeat. We're in this lifetime and this life repeating what happened in past lives. So we can, if we handle this main life, this one right now, we're going to really like peel the onion or break the chain. It's going to address things. So I highly recommend her work. And I would go to her website or go to Amazon.com, see what any book that calls to you. Or if you're receiving any messages to attend a workshop or take an online course, the power in these internet, you know, downloads or online courses are huge. They really, her work and many of the work of many of the spiritual teachers out there right now, their work is palpable. You're going to feel their vibration, and the truth and the power of their words really comes through. If you have the opportunity, of course, to be in person with any of these teachers, you're going to even feel even more. It's going to open you up even more. That's what I feel. Are you in a major city where you could attend, like a Hay House, I Can Do It, or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. So I'm doing the cards right now. I'm already picking up that this is going to be, it's a done deal. Like your ability, the clarity and the sound of your voice, the vibration I'm picking up from you is that it's going to be seamless of you attracting and understanding the esoteric wisdom that's going to be coming to you, opening up and having you remember the wisdom that's already in you. It's already there for you, but now you're ready to embrace this high vibrational. So I'm going to just pull three cards for you. So I hope, you know, so the main message is that, yes, you are going to be successful. It's a matter of you just now saying, all right, where do I want to begin with this? What modality? What, you know, because right now there's so many teachers, there's so many styles of learning, whether you're going to go the realm of crystals or Atlantis, or, you know, working with the star seeds, you know, different planetary connections, or are you just going to begin with the angelic realm, which is huge. Okay, here we go. So very first for you, I love this. We have, Charlie, we have the magician, number one, and we have Raziel. And Raziel helps you connect with all the deepest wisdom that is in you, that's been with you, that you were born into, and now you're ready to access all of it. It says you can manifest the life you want. What you need will magically appear. Successful beginning. And I don't really have to say anything more. You know, you're tapped in. You've opened up. You're open. You have opened up to be in this perfect place of being ready to accept a lot of support from the angels, the angelic realm. This card shows him holding in his hands the rainbow, like the rainbow colors. So we have the Archangel Metatron also with you, and Raziel. So Raziel is going to help you connect with your deepest wisdom, esoteric learnings that maybe have been hidden to you, but you're ready to embrace. And Metatron is going to help you become a spiritual teacher. You're doing what you're doing, but taking it all to the next level. So you can't get better than that. And then, oh my goodness, the second card is New Beginnings. I love this. So you have Jeremiah, and he says, starting a new life, finding your purpose, a forgiving and compassionate review of the past. But Jeremiah is the one who is with us at the end of our lives, showing us a life review. But here it states that you are right now, in a sense, doing a life review and saying, all right, this is where I've been and where would I like to go? Look at everything that I've done, and having new beginnings for you is perfect for what you've been talking about. And then the third card is, I love this, Knight of Ariel. And it says, there's so much to accomplish. Make a detailed plan, being watched over by someone kind. So you do have a loved one watching over you. It could be a family member, also an ascended master. But right now, there's so much to accomplish. You've got the sense of it. You understand it. And this is, make a detailed plan. And the detailed plan doesn't have to be, you know, like I mentioned earlier in my show, pages. It could just be, all right, maybe you want a certification in something. You don't necessarily need it. You know, you can still access the information and teach. There's some, without getting the I want to say, you know, the thousands of dollar certification of having to fly to Hawaii or Tahiti or, you know, something. You may not need that, especially with having the very first card magician. But so go ahead and make a detailed plan. What would you like to do with this? How would you like to promote it, market it? Where would you like to begin? And just put it down on paper, and then just as a message for the week, today, start something. Does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. I'm able to pull in everything that you're saying, and I just feel so blessed to have this level of encouragement from someone. Again, I really admire your work and your style. And if I could ask, which deck is this that you are pulling from?
Yes, this is the Archangel Power Tarot deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. Wonderful, wonderful deck for coaching and accessing the angels. It's a beautiful deck.
Perfect. And I'll share with you, the magician is the card that regularly comes up to identify myself when I'm doing my own personal reading. So
goodness.
Everything that you said just sent shivers through me. So.
Yay. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. And I'll be sending you love, light, and harmony so that you can kind of recoup your vitality. And thank you for, stepping into connecting with all of us again today. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm taking that in because, like I said earlier, it was going to be a no-show without what I went through. But thank you. And one more thing, because I gave myself a little extra time today on my show. Sometimes I go up to 60 minutes and there's time. Yeah, I'm also guided to tell you, you may want to start your own blog talk radio show because there's this a real communicator in you. And I also see sound vibration. And my other teacher that I work with and friend is Stuart Pierce. And his website is The Angels of Atlantis. And Pierce is P-E-A-R-C-E. And in the angelsofatlantis.com website, he has under the tab Angels a meditation for each of the angels. And I'm really sensing you're going to connect when you hear his voice, and you're going to connect the particular mantra. He's got a sound for each of the angels. It's another way to relate, bridge, access angelic power. There's color, there's sound, there's visuals. But I'm just guided to tell you, you may want to check out his work also, theangelsofatlantis.com. Okay?
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So
take care, my dear, and I hope we
you too.
Have a chance
have a
to connect
day.
Again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you everyone who called in today. Thank you, angels, for allowing me to have this show and not reschedule it. And due to my hiking experience yesterday, I love you all. I'm sending you tremendous blessings, love, and light. Remember to ask your angels for help on anything that you're going through, and then ask for the next right action to take. You co-create with the angels, as the topic of my talk for Tarrytown is, and a subject that I'm interested in right now is living passionately, co-creating with the angels. And that's what they're there for. So love you guys. See you next week. Have a beautiful day. See you again.